Hey everybody, welcome to another Quick Talk Raw. Straight insights from my brain, hopefully directly into your brain, and hopefully very useful to you. So I want to talk about feedback, negative feedback from your customers. So in my business in the early days, I was terrified to circle back and verify with customers that they loved the work that I did. Now, I was a perfectionist. I did good work. I knew that I did, but I still had that weird knot in my stomach for some reason when I get back to the office. And I never did customer follow-up calls or any kind of system. There's no system in place in my business to really know for sure that the people were loving what I was doing. And as I coach a lot of small businesses, I find that this is true in a lot of people's businesses as well. And it's not always from a place of fear. Sometimes it's just from a place of being really busy. But here's the insight. Here's the nugget. I'm driving right now to a beach in Costa Rica. I'm going to do some running and trying to get a little bit more fit here. And I'm listening to this other podcast. And this guy was talking about one of the biggest failures he ever had in his life. And he got this horrible negative feedback from one of his clients. And it was going to be this huge opportunity for his business. And it just went totally horrible. And he thought he did great, but the customer hated the work that he did. And this was actually a consulting guy, has nothing to do with the cleaning business. But he learned so much from that experience. And so without explaining his whole story, the point is the same for us as it is for him, which is if we never take the time to circle back and really find out what our customers think about us, our businesses, the processes that we used, everything, the total experience, if we never really gauge that or give them an opportunity to be honest with us about it, and there is risk in doing that. There's huge emotional risk because you could do your very best work and someone could still think it's terrible. But if you don't engage your customers somehow through a phone call or through a survey or through an email or something, or hopefully all of those things, you're never going to know and you're never going to learn. And you're never going to learn. So I put a post on Facebook yesterday talking about how customers don't call their current customers enough. Like small businesses don't call their current customers enough. They don't pre-book appointments. They don't get on the phone. And that is like your biggest golden asset out of everything, right? So this kind of ties into that because if you're not gathering, you know, feedback, real, authentic, honest feedback from people all the time, it's going to be really difficult for you to iterate and make changes in your business that are going to enhance the way that you do things. And I always tell myself that today is the worst I should ever do business. Today is the worst I should ever be at my job, because every single day we should be making incremental changes, even with the podcast, even the way that I interview people, the way that I'm trying to figure out how to provide a great podcast. I don't know what I'm doing, right? I grabbed a podcast, you know, mic, and I started doing it. I took massive action, but if I stopped there, if I didn't gather any feedback, if I didn't take any advice, if I didn't try to sharpen my craft, then the thing would just go flat, right? So in the long run, it's going to be valuable for me to take that feedback, and you need to take your customer feedback. Now, of course, there's crazy people out there, and everybody's opinion isn't equal, and you got to go with your gut sometimes. But I think there's still a lesson here, and the lesson is that we can't be afraid to look our customers in the eye after we do our very best and just let it happen. Let them rip. Let it rip. It's going to help you grow as an individual. It's going to help you grow as a leader. And while we're on this topic, the same remains true for your employees and your staff, right? So I got hired to do some consulting for a company up in Michigan where I'm from. I went up there for several weeks. And one of the systems I put in place for this business was called a feedback loop. And a feedback loop was to keep the general manager of this business accountable to all of his employees, because they had some issues with the general manager dropping the ball and doing some things and running the business in an incorrect way. And there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the employees and stuff. So we created a simple system where every single month, the employees fill out a half a sheet of paper that basically gives them a voice and says, hey, How is this general manager doing? Do I feel heard? Do I feel like things are running smoothly? Is there any suggestions or tips or anything that I would put? And they're actually required. The whole company is required to fill this out once a month, and they give it to the office manager, and he handles this whole process. So the general manager, the person who's being accountable, he doesn't even have access to these reports, right? The office manager then takes all these reports. There's like 30 or more employees, and he distills them down into a single email that goes, you know, to the owners of the company and to the general manager at the end of the month. So the moral of the story is that's a simple system to create feedback, which can help in your personal development and growth, right? You could apply the same thing for your customers. You could apply the same thing to a general manager in your business or to yourself, but only if you're really willing to take the risk of basically, you know, getting your feelings hurt, which is a risk, right? Because there will be negative feedback on there too. I also interviewed a guy a few episodes ago named Michael Kaplan. If you haven't listened to that yet, it's super good. The guy has a gigantic business, and it's like less than 10 years old, does like 16 or 17 million a year in carpet cleaning. And one of the things that he's big on is what's called a net promoter score. And so he gauges every single customer through this survey, and like the customers that rate him on a scale of 1 to 10 rate his business. If they rate him like a 7 or more, then they're called like a promoter. And if they rate like a 5 or less, or maybe a 6 or less, they're called a detractor. And they turn this customer feedback into a metric, into a number, right? It's part of their systems. It's part of their daily behavior. They send out these things. The customers fill it out. They track the data, and they distill that down into a single number. And they can see at the look of one number, just by glancing at it, if their business is healthy, if it's sick, if they're going in the right direction, if something's wrong. And I think it's really valuable. And the bottom line is that all of the big successful companies that I know, they all have these things in place. It's the little owner operators and the small systems that don't have this in place. And it makes it very difficult to grow when you really don't have a realistic gauge on how you're doing. And I had one guy, I'll just close up with this. I talked to a guy last week, and he said, well, I've never had a callback. That's what he said. So he does his job. I'm sure he does great work. But he said, I never have had a callback. And to me, that is a huge red flag. Not that you should have a callback, but the fact that you've never had a callback probably has more to do with the fact that you don't re-engage your customers after you're done doing the work, and you should. Because if you don't give people an opportunity to speak up, they're not going to. Most people aren't complaining, noisy wheels that are going to drive you crazy and complain. Now, those people exist, but the majority of people will just go quietly into the night, never call you again, and you'll never know why that happened. So I want to encourage you, put something in place. And if you're an owner operator, it can be very, very simple. Something in place to hold yourself and your business and your processes accountable for the way that you make your customers feel after they do business with you and the quality of your work and all those things, because it is a fundamental part of growing a big profitable business. So I hope you enjoyed this Quick Talk Raw. My name is Josh, and if you have not done so already, please subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Stitcher. That way you get automatic updates every time a new episode is published. And if you really like what you're hearing here, if you want to throw me a bone and help me out, give this podcast a rating on iTunes. I really need your help in that. It's going to help me get the word out. It's going to help rank our show a little bit higher. So we've had a lot of growth, a lot of new people listening. Thank you all for all of your support. Please share this with people. Give us a rating on iTunes, and we will talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.